Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. With the lines between work and not working blurrier than ever before, with the extended working from home policies that most major U.S. organizations are still employing, a couple of financial services firms have been in the news lately for different reasons. First, the investment bank giant Goldman Sachs made news when a number of first-year associates went public, or at least their information was leaked to the public, about their complaints and their lack of work-life balance. Chiefly, these associates complained about almost 100-hour-long working weeks, very little time off, very little time to sleep, increasing levels of stress, anxiety, and overall dissatisfaction with their work. It was fairly remarkable to read some of the information that the first-year associates talked about. The culture at Goldman and most Wall Street firms is pretty tough. The expectations of first-year associates are really high. They are paid fairly well, but when you think about how much they're actually working and you average their pretty good salaries across the excessive hours they're working, they're actually not paid that well. It'll be interesting to see what changes Goldman implements as a result of this information going public. And another financial services firm, Citigroup, was in the news as well. Recently, their CEO, Jane Fraser, has said, "Fridays are now Zoom-free Fridays at Citigroup." She has banned employees from internal video calls on Fridays in an effort to improve staff well-being, according to the news reporting site Bloomberg. She also has given her 210,000-person workforce an extra day of PTO on May 28th, coming up soon. Now, these are small efforts, but they're meant to address some of the problems that the Goldman Sachs folks were talking about as well. Burnout, stress, anxiety, and lack of work-life balance. I hope you and your organization are keeping an eye on work-life balance issues that you might be having. Sometimes they're hard to find out. Sometimes we don't know about them until we ask for them, or till our employees go public with them, as in the case of Goldman Sachs. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.